Big old sucking sand.
Have we confirmed that the LA Times corrected it? Because we didn't ask them to correct
it. No, we did not. We did not. We did go on the air and say, hey, they got our names wrong.
Helene, yeah, but we thought it was funny.
Helene Elliott, who is a Hall of Fame writer.
Yeah, she's in the Hockey Hall of Fame for sports writing.
Called us John Mason and Steve Ireland. I don't know if has it been corrected in the LA Times?
I'm looking at the article right now.
Yeah.
I will scroll all the way down to the bottom where it was.
By the way, there's a lot going on. So I got a lot of reaction to me hitting the sled really hard yesterday at training camp.
They did change it, by the way.
They did change it. They updated it. Okay. Yeah. Well, Helene, still great work. Nice work, nice effort. All right. So John, here is my favorite reaction to me hitting the sled at Rams training camp that went out on social media. Love that you showed it in slow motion so we could break it down. Can you post the one at full speed?
And you never said
no,
it in slow motion.
Slowed it down. It's just slow, dude. And we got our chances. Tons of stuff going on. All right. So this Oklahoma wide receivers coach has resigned. And John, why you sent this story. Why don't you describe
it? Okay, so this is Cale Gundy, Mike Gundy's younger brother, who played at Oklahoma and has been with the program as an assistant since 1999. So he's in his 23rd year as an assistant at Oklahoma. He resigned yesterday. He said that he was in a film session, and he noticed a player was distracted while he was supposed to be taking notes. So he picked up the player's iPad and read the words on the screen aloud. He acknowledged that he said a word that should never, under any circumstance, have been uttered, and said he was horrified when he realized what he had done. Other reports have come out to indicate this, that he said the N-word.
Yes.
He says,
read it off some kid's iPad.
He said, quote, "What I said was not malicious. It wasn't even intentional. Still, I'm mature enough to know that the word I said was shameful and hurtful, no matter what my intentions." So Brett Venables, the new coach, accepted his resignation and gave the standard out the door line you give somebody. "He's dedicated more than half of his life to Oklahoma football, served our program and university well. We're thankful for that commitment, but this guy is now out."
Yeah.
Now, here's where it gets interesting. Venables sent out a statement right after Cale Gundy resigned, which was all positive. Said, "We accept his resignation. There are consequences to your actions. He's been a great employee. We thank him for his time, and we're moving on." Apparently, so many people criticized Oklahoma for firing him under these circumstances that Venables issued a second statement.
Mm-hmm.
And in this statement, he said, and I think this is a critical distinction, he said that Gundy used the word, uttered the word, more than once.
Oh, come on.
And I think if that's true, you got to fire him. If he was using the N-word liberally, like,
like,
you can never say the N-word if you're a white guy. You just can't do it. And if
And by the way, if I were to pick up somebody's laptop and look at it and read it out, I would not read that word. I would not say that word out loud. You got to know you can't say that word out loud.
Right. But if he only did it once and he had a 25-year record, I think you could suspend him and bring him back.
In a room filled with players, I'm assuming significant number of African-American players.
Overwhelming
majority. Yeah,
does it matter that most
respect of everybody?
Okay, but does it matter that most of the players went to Venables and said, "We want to keep him"?
No, doesn't. Got to go. In this case, got to go.
Do you agree with me that the thing that made them issue a second statement and put this firing over the top is that he used it more than once? Could he have gotten away with it if it was a one-time offense?
Well, okay, tell me if this is fair. The people that use the N-word generally use it regularly.
I think that's probably accurate. Unless, and, okay, so the other day I was playing a Jay-Z song.
Okay.
Had the N-word in it.
Yep.
I stopped.
Sure.
When it came to the N-word, didn't say it.
Yeah, I would never say it.
But if I was just driving around, you know, with friends and everybody was singing, I don't know if I'd condemn all my friends for saying it. I wouldn't say it, but I don't think I'd think less of my friends if they're just singing along to the song.
I would.
You would think less of if anybody did it. What if your friends were black?
I guess that's different, right?
Yeah.
That's totally different.
As Michael Wilbon likes to say, they get unlimited use of that word. They own it. He says it. Michael talks about how he says it all the time.
Yep.
He says, it's my word. He says to Tony Kornheiser, I can use it. You can't. That's the way it is. Deal with it. And I think he's right.
Yeah, I do too. I understand that. Berg, does that make sense to you? Would you have gotten rid of the guy?
See,
okay. Yeah.
It's tough.
The problem is, Greg, I know where your hesitation is coming from. If you fire a guy under this cloud, he's never getting another gig.
He's never getting another gig. And also, I also kind of agree with Mace, though, that if you use the word once, you've used it before, and you probably use it.
Well, especially if he used it in front of players more than once.
He was comfortable enough to do that.
Yeah, that's it. Comfortable enough to say the word.
Which is a problem in itself.
Yep.
Right.
So, yeah.
By the way, if we haven't made this perfectly clear,
we didn't call anybody.
Cale Gundy is a white guy. He was on staff for all 14 of the Sooners' Big 12 titles and the national championship season in 2000, and now he's out of a job. As you know, if you listen to the show, I look for reasons not to cancel people.
Right.
I hate cancel culture. The reason I think Brett Venables in Oklahoma sent out a second statement was to justify the firing by saying he did it more than once. And if he did it more than once, then I agree with the firing.
Yeah.
If he did it one time, you could convince me because, again, I hate cancel culture. It's a terrible mistake. Suspend that guy for the first half of the season and offer him an opportunity with zero tolerance to come back. But if he did it more than once in a room full of young African-American athletes, you're never getting their respect back.
No.
You just can't. And, you know, for some people say, well, if Jay-Z and I was listening to Andre 3000 the other day use it in a rap song. If those guys can use it, why can't everybody use it? You just can't. That's the way that word exists in the world.
Yeah.
Black people get to use it. White people don't. If you don't understand that, then you probably are never going to get it.
Right. Correct. By the way, in my community, LGBTQ community also has got words that we own that people aren't allowed to use, that you shouldn't use.
Yeah, but you don't use those words very much.
I don't use them very much. I'm not...
Like, you're talking about the word that rhymes with hag.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
I've never heard you say that word.
No, I don't use it. I don't like it. But I have friends that say it.
Yeah.
I have friends that say it who are gay and say it. So I think that it's the same ownership.
Yeah,
thing,
you know what's interesting about this conversation we're having is that people react to things differently. I remember you one time when you were in the process of coming out said, I'm one of the gays.
Yes.
And a listener of ours who's gay texted me and said, please tell Mason to stop doing that. And I wrote back to him. I said, you understand that he's saying that about himself.
Yes.
And that this is a tough thing to come out and, you know, we should give him a little padding here. And the guy goes, don't care. Don't like it when he says it like that. But it's
nobody's
it's your,
not everybody's not
word.
Gonna like anything.
Right,
yeah, it's my
right.
word. It,
yeah, I mean,
know,
I don't get that part.
Stop being offended by stuff. Seriously.
Or like, why are you the word police? I mean, gay people get to use gay terms.
Yes,
black
exactly.
people get to use black terms. I'm not gay and I'm not black, so I don't use either one of them. I'm okay with that.
Hey, buy
life is unfair. Deal with it.
Yeah. Do you know people want to buy Mason and Ireland chains?
Like this?
Like this. Like the ones we're wearing. You've got the J.I.
Where'd
I've
you
got
get
the
them?
Mace.
Amazon?
Amazon. Yes. Amazon.
That's where I was going to buy my Russell Westbrook outfit.
Yeah, Amazon's got everything. I think this might have been a little Etsy action. But,
okay.
But, yeah, no, I don't think we're selling those, at least not yet. We will get one for Christopher Morales because he feels very, very, very left out.
Yeah, sure. We can up Morales.
We'll get him one.
Hey,
we'll
Greg, answer these calls because I think a lot of people
in the break. I'm happy to get him.
Would want to weigh in on what we're talking about?
Yes, of course.
So 877-710-ESPN. All the lines are jammed right now, but some will open up. 877-710-3776.
And don't forget, lie of the day is coming up for you at 3:30. If you nail the lie, you win a pair of sweet passes to hang out with me and Travis and Sliwa and Jacob Imrani and Jorge and Greg Bergman Tuesday night at LAFC Bank of California Stadium. It's LAFC versus DC United. Everybody loves a fighter, but in this town, winning matters, especially after an accident. So remember, anyone can fight when you call jacob.com. It's here for you when you need a big win after an accident. Go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Again, totally stocked suite for Tuesday night at LAFC, and you can come hang out with us if you know the lie at 3:30. Your call's next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, what's going on, people? Let's see. Dodgers back on the field tonight against the Minnesota Twins. They're on an absolute tear right now. 21-5 in July, undefeated in the month of August. By the way, the Padres, who everybody got worked up about because they got Juan Soto, are 1-5 since Soto and Josh Bell and Brandon Drury all got there, and Josh Hader all got there. So,
all right, so we were just talking about this situation in Oklahoma with Cale Gundy. He was fired after he used the N-word in a film session. He says he didn't, it wasn't an original thought. He was reading a player's iPad. Brett Venables, the coach at Oklahoma, said he did it more than once. He read the word more than once, which to me makes a difference. Here's Larry in Lakewood. Hey, Larry, you're on ESPN LA. Hi.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm huge fans of both of you guys. I got something in common with both of you guys.
Thank you very much.
So check it out. This is kind of interesting. I'm a 56-year-old black man, and I drive party buses. Now, I pick up in areas like where you live at, John, Corona Del Mar,
right.
Newport Beach, areas like that. And we just had prom season. Every time it's prom season, we pick up a group of, you know, mostly white kids.
Yep.
Now, here's the thing. A lot of rap songs come on while I'm driving that have the N-word in them.
Right.
And the first time it happened, the kids sing right through it.
Right.
Okay. Now, the first time I heard it was a little shocking, but at the same time, I don't fault these kids because they don't really know what the word really means. And Ice Cube, Jay-Z, these guys, they're their heroes. They love these guys. So it's kind of a catch-22 situation because I have some black drivers that go, man, no, I don't want them to hear that word. Now, if you're an older white guy, way older, and they're a little more reluctant to use the word. But the kids are having fun. I'm the driver. I'm black. And they're singing it through. And they don't even realize if it's offensive to me because it's in the song.
And yeah, that's really interesting.
It's interesting.
It, you know? Yeah, and I guess, yeah, if it's in the song, it's very hard to say, hey, be careful, don't say that if everybody's singing along.
Wouldn't you just edit that naturally out of your head?
I do.
Yeah.
But I'm older. I think his point was these kids are just singing the songs and, you know, the
word for word.
Yeah, and the N-word comes up a lot. Mm. You know who's online? Mm. Our old friend, this guy's been listening to our show since we started.
Really?
Since the 90s.
Who is it?
Trojan Al.
Trojan Al!
Who used to come to all our remotes. Trojan yeah. Al, how are you?
Guys, I am doing very well. And I, for as long as I've known you guys, I still love your show. And it's
oh, that's awesome.
One that, for me, and I guess I asked your screener, was it that he read his iPad and just continued and saying the word? Or was it just a one-time, one-shot deal that he did it and then just stop.
Well, you focus on, Al, you're focusing on the same thing I focused on, that when he issued his statement, when Cale Gundy issued his statement, he said he only did it once. He made it clear like it was a one-time mistake. Brett Venables issued a statement yesterday saying he did it more than once. And I
so
think
that means he just kept reading it on through.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, and I'm just, this guy, like the three of us here, we're all older. So even for me, you know, and your listeners don't know, I'm, you know, who I am, but I have a hard time saying it because I know the history behind it. But like the gentleman, your previous caller, also said that the kids who are listening to the song, they say it. But in turn two, when they get out to their schools, they're still saying, because they think it's okay. For an older person, I cringe at just saying the word because I know it's background and it's history.
Right. And we should point out, in case people don't know, Trojan Al is black. But the fact that you cringe and because you're older, I think was the point of the first caller, that when he's driving those kids around, he gives them a little bit of a pass because they're just kids singing a song. But if I did it, or if Mason did it, or you know, Greg did it, we're all older, and that's...
But by the way, there's also a difference between singing in a car and a professional setting.
Right.
A
film session at a football practice.
Hey, are you excited about the Trojans, Al?
Oh, indeed I am, and my friends and I, we're actually looking forward to going to Big Ten schools when SC travels.
Yeah, there you go. Love it, Al.
That's
hey,
going to be fun.
Al, don't be a stranger, man. It's great to hear from you.
Thank you, guys. You guys take care now.
All right.
There's Trojan Al. He's been with us a long time.
Yeah, from the beginning.
I'm always amazed. People come up, I remember you from too much
Papa's
show.
In Long Beach.
Papa's in Long Beach. All those.
I think
all
that place burned down.
People been with us for a long time.
Yeah. Here's Jeff in Montebello. Hey, Jeff, you're on ESPN LA. Hi.
Good afternoon, guys. I've been enjoying your show for many, many years.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks for having me on. Listen, I grew up in South Central Los Angeles, lived in South Central Los Angeles. I'm not black. I'm Hispanic. Mm-hmm. And I completely condone the N-word when used in a derogatory sense. And I've got the background and familiarity with the community to know when it's being used derogatory and when it's not. Now, in my neighborhood where I grew up on 5073rd and Hoover, mm-hmm. You could say it three different ways, ending in an ER, which yep. is no bueno, ending in a A or an AH, which is how a lot of the guys in the neighborhood, athletes, referred to each other.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So there's a whole dynamic that has to be understood about the usage, right? I get it. It's derogatory. I don't use it personally, right? But
you don't use either one, right?
No, I don't. I just don't. It just doesn't feel right, and that's just me, though. But you look to your left, you look to your right. You hear rap songs, and it's everywhere. But here's what kind of chaps my hide: the hypocrisy of people saying of color that I can use it, you can't. Listen, if it's a bad word, let's just all start to rule it out and not condone other people using it. Let's take it out of the rap songs altogether. You know, if it's bad, it's bad. I don't know. I'm going to listen to what you guys just have to say about that. That's my perspective.
Okay.
I get it.
Okay,
hey, Jeff, thank you for listening, man.
Thank you, Jeff, for calling. But the problem with that, Mace, is that who are we, meaning me and you, to tell a black person he can't use that word?
Yeah, no.
I mean, I don't think it just doesn't make any sense. Here's Ron in Simi Valley. Hey, Ron, you're on ESPN LA. Hi.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Excellent. Good, Ron. How are you?
Good. Ireland, on that end, who is a human being, whether he's black, to tell a white person then, based on your logic, not to use that word?
Okay, so I'll just give you the Michael Wilbon argument. Okay, Michael Wilbon, who's one of the most successful, highest paid people at ESPN. His position is, it's our word. It's a word that we use in black culture, and you as a white guy don't get to use it. I have no issue with that logic. I get it. It's been a word that's been used to denigrate black people for centuries. It's the meanest insult that someone who isn't black can say to a black person. I'm okay with that rule, Ron, that he can say it and I can't. You're not?
No, I'm not. And again, I'll tell you why. If it was an innocuous term that the black community had for themselves, but was not a negative connotation to themselves, then I believe it's appropriate. But what you're doing is you're creating the black community unintentionally, I believe, is creating an inclusiveness to themselves and not opening up to other cultures. I'm Jewish. We don't go around, or I don't know anybody in my group that goes around calling ourselves the K word.
Right.
And then if we... Then if we did, we would get upset if someone outside
of course.
Being Jewish called the K word. You're just creating too many openings for animosity.
Right, but here's the thing, Ron. Here's the thing, Ron. Minorities have been appropriating terms like that for a very, very long time, a variety of minorities. So, and it goes back to, you know, early last century, people coming from Europe. Again, terms to describe people that they owned the term and didn't necessarily use the term outside that that circle. But I am okay with this idea that the term is owned by African Americans. And I am physically, John, and I say this to the coach in Oklahoma, if you put a script in front of me and that word was in it, I would not read it. I wouldn't use the term.
To your point, I think that the fact that this guy is older, he's a coach.
Yeah.
He's in his 40s. He should have known better.
Of course.
And if a kid does it, or if you, like, using the example we had earlier, if your kid's singing in a car and you're singing a Jay-Z song or a Kanye song, and that word is in it.
Yeah.
Might pull that kid aside and say, hey, you know, you're a white kid singing in a car full of people. You might want to skip that line.
Right.
And not make a big deal out of it. But for an educator, a coach,
yep,
to read that word, we're going to take a break, but there's a couple calls online, people saying it would hurt recruiting. That's a fair point.
Yeah, that is a fair point.
Like if I'm Sark going, you know, their coaches, their white coaches there use the N-word. I mean, why would you want to play there? They would use it against him. That you have to take a stand if you're Oklahoma that we don't tolerate that word, especially from a white educator or a white coach.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, coming up next is lie of the day. I only have one guess, and I don't think it's right.
Hmm.
Jorge, you got a good
one.
You got
yeah.
one. Bergman, you got one.
Sure do.
All right, everybody text it in. And if you want to try and get Mason's lie of the day, 877-710-ESPN. Greg, hang up on the guys that are on hold and clear the phones.
Yeah, clear the phones.
877-710-3776. Okay, Greg, reopen the phones, and anybody who has lie of the day, call now.
Yep. 877-710-3776.
And Mace, where do they win?
We're giving away suite passes for next Tuesday night, 1 week from tonight. LAFC versus DC United at the Bank of California Stadium. You'll hang out with me and Trav and Sliwa and Jacob Imrani, and Jorge's going to be there and Bergman's going to be there. So you get to hang out with all of us. All courtesy of calljacob.com. So 877-710-ESPN. If you think you know my lie of the day, Mason in Ireland, 710-ESPN. Let me tell you about Jacob Imrani. While I'm talking about him, let me tell you. If you're driving home today, and I hope this doesn't happen, but, you know, like yesterday I was driving back from Irvine. I saw a couple of accidents. I immediately thought, you know, they should call Jacob right away. One of the big things right now, Uber and Lyft accidents, like you're sitting in the backseat of an Uber or Lyft and you're on your way to your destination and bam, you're injured in a car accident. It's not just any car accident. An accident with an Uber or Lyft is totally different, not a normal wreck. Your driver is covered by Uber or Lyft. So not only are you dealing with the other person's insurance, you got to speak to the rideshare company's insurance as well. Let me make this simple. It's super complicated. Super complicated to deal with a rideshare accident. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Jacob knows the details. 25 years in this town. He will win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Oh, remember.
Accident or injury. Call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
Call Jacob.com. Mason in Ireland. 710 ESPN. All right, here goes lie of the daytime. Nobody in the building has an idea of what the lie is.
We all guessed, and we were all wrong.
It is very cleverly concealed. You will all get it once you get it, but you may not get it.
Okay, so three people will take a shot, and if none of the first three get it, then you'll give a hint.
Exactly.
Okay, we always start with line seven. That's Isaac in Corona. Before I go to Isaac, tell everybody what they're playing for.
Oh, yeah. We're going to a Jacob Imrani suite at LAFC next Tuesday night. It'll be me, Travis, Sliwa. Jacob will be there. Jorge will be there. Bergman will be there. And we'll have a blast next Tuesday night. So that's what the prize is.
Okay, here we go. Isaac in Corona. Isaac, what's the lie of the day?
Got to be purchasing the toilet paper in Egypt.
Yeah, I know.
That's what Jorge and Greg thought, too. I'm sorry. Good guess.
That is 100% true. I did get scammed for toilet paper in Cairo.
Okay. Alex in Orange County. Alex, what's the lie of the day?
Hey, guys. I think the lie is the lights flickering at Mason's house.
Nope. Sorry. Grandpap did flicker the lights on his way out the door. That's a very good guess. I like that. I like that as a guess. That's subtle.
All right. Zach in Fountain Valley. Zach, what is the lie of the day?
I think the lie is the prospect Bobby Diego.
Okay. Did you lie about Bobby Diego's statistics?
There is no Bobby Diego. I completely made up the name of that prospect. There's no Bobby Diego. He's not 10-1 with a 1.73 ERA in Tulsa.
That was very well hidden.
Great job, man.
Hey. Did you combine Bobby Miller and Diego Cartagena?
I did. Yeah. I totally did. Just added the names together. Good job, man. Hey, we will see you Tuesday night at LAFC. We're going to have a blast, man.
Okay, awesome. I play soccer, too. So.
All right, cool. Oh, nice. Hang on, Zach. Greg will get some info from you.
Yeah, we're going to do
this. Line two, Bergman.
Do this a week from tonight. It's LAFC versus DC United at the bank, and we've got tickets every day this week. Remember, we're in Jacob Imrani's box. Everybody loves a fighter. In this town, winning matters, especially after an accident. So remember, anyone can fight, but call Jacob.com and you will win. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Or remember, call Jacob.com.
All right. Breaking news here. This is a small legal thing, but a lot of people are keeping an eye on it. A judge has ruled against a temporary restraining order. There were three LIV golfers who had qualified for the FedEx playoff, which is the $15 million.
They've got like three tournaments left or something like
right.
that, right?
And they said, hey, we qualified on its merits. We should be allowed to play. There was no language saying that we couldn't. The judge has denied that, saying, well, you went to work for a rival tour.
So the LIV Tour is the judge ruled against the LIV Tour.
Yeah. He said... He turned down the temporary restraining order for the three golfers to be able to play in the FedEx Cup playoffs, saying they had not proven irreparable harm or established a likelihood of success on the merits. In other words, they're making so much money playing on the LIV Tour that
they're
not
suffering.
Yeah, that the judge didn't see what mechanism he had to say, you've been wronged, you should be able to play.
Well, that's, I'll tell you what, here's one of the things, it's, you know, and antitrust economic damages is part of the decision-making process. And it's hard when you're making $100 million to argue that you're missing out on any bucks. So anyway, that one goes, I don't know what's going to happen with that thing. I saw the highlights, by the way, from last week or whatever it was, and the place was basically empty. They were in New Jersey playing, I think, and the place was totally empty. It looked like a bust to me. Was it not a bust?
I mean,
everybody got paid and all that stuff, but nobody showed up. The attendance was negligible.
Personally, I think you can't judge the LIV Tour until they get a TV deal.
But why don't they have a TV deal yet?
Because sponsors are reluctant to get in bed with the LIV Tour.
Right.
And that's the hurdle they need to get past. A lot of sponsors are dropping players. Like Dustin Johnson lost a bunch of his sponsors. So if they never get a TV deal, Mace, then I don't think the league can exist. I mean, they can pay those guys for a few years, but if no one's watching it and it never gets off the ground in terms of worldwide interest, then why keep doing it?
Okay, so I'll read this for you. Fewer than 1,000 people were concurrently watching the Facebook Live feed for the first two rounds of the LIV Golf, whatever that is.
Right. They got to get on TV.
About 60,000 people watched the tournament total on Facebook. It's the Facebook Tour. They're on Facebook.
Right. And I know we're moving towards this world of people are going to watch stuff on apps. Yeah. I watch, like, not surprisingly, last night on Paramount Plus,
yeah,
we watched Grease.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is one of Lisa's favorite movies. Boy, here's a weird thing about Grease. So that was about students at Rydell High School.
Yes.
Stockard Channing played Rizzo.
Right.
How old do you think Stockard Channing was when they filmed?
Probably 30.
33.
Yeah.
Olivia Newton-John was 29.
Wow.
And she had to be talked into doing it because she said, I'm too old to play a high school girl. And they said, no, not the way we're going to do it.
Oh, no.
And it worked.
It totally worked. And I'm not a Grease fan. Are you a big Grease fan?
Lisa is. I think it's campy.
Yeah, I mean, you know? I think it's
musicals, so.
I love a good musical, but Grease isn't one of my favorites. But Olivia Newton-John, I remember very clearly at one point having the 45 for I Honestly Love You, which was like one of her big early records.
Right.
And it's funny about her. I was talking to Bergman about this today. So Grease came out in about 1977.
Right.
She became like the toast of the world, right?
Yeah.
Then by
she was a pop star, but that turned her into a movie star.
Right. And then 1981 or so, Physical came out, and she became a gigantic phenomenon in the aerobics, all that stuff. And then you just sort of fade away. I haven't heard from Olivia Newton-John in a long time until her obit.
She had a lifetime battle with breast cancer.
Oh.
So she was dealing with that for most of her life.
That's so sad.
But her and Travolta actually bonded over Grease and remained lifelong friends. They did another movie 4 or 5 years later after Grease, which was they were two bad people on Earth, and angels were sent. God decided to destroy the world.
Right.
And angels were sent down, and they said, if we can fix these two.
Right.
If we can get them to be good people, then we can save the world. But it just never hit.
Never
that
hit.
Movie. It was just a vehicle for two really good-looking people
to
do a movie.
Yeah.
But her, in terms of just straight appearance, that girl was beautiful.
Oh, she is a beautiful lady. Beautiful lady.
Just so you know that... it's going to be her, here's Grease. Australia as a country is going to give her a state funeral.
Oh, wow.
Because she was such a big deal down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hail fellow well met.
All right, we've got Game of Games coming up. Game of Games is surreal this month. Only, Bergman, you're the one who has two?
Yeah, the current
That's
score,
right.
Bergman two.
And then six other people have won.
Lara won, Betta won, Jacob Imrani won, Jorge won, Funch won, Ireland won, Mason zero.
Okay, Mason's game today.
I won't get on the board today.
Michael's game tomorrow, and then Greg and Jorge bring home the week. And then, Greg, this is a month I'm not going to win because I'm on vacation all next week, and Mason is taking some time off too.
Yeah, this week is totally
so, Greg,
up for
you
grabs.
Have an opportunity to go back-to-back for the first time in your career.
It's true, but also that sounds like excuses out of you. You haven't won the
excuses.
First 9 days.
Oh,
you see, you're giving excuses you didn't win the first 8 days.
Well, wait a minute. If I win now, if I win this month, it will be my greatest victory.
See, there you go. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
This will
so
be your greatest victory.
I'm not giving up by
okay,
any means.
Okay, good, good.
Starting
good.
With today.
That's better.
But I'm just saying, you have a real opportunity.
I do have a good chance.
As the only other person who takes this as seriously as I do, you have a golden opportunity here.
Yes. Two of the last 4 months, looking for three.
So we will do Game of Games next. I predict controversy. Right. I predict controversy.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
Who's going to complain first?
Well, if you do, you get docked.
You get docked, minus one, if you complain. So, Bergman, who from the afternoon show is going to play?
I'm hoping Cappy.
Okay.
We'll see. I know he was on yesterday.
Okay, well, we'll see. Cappy's always welcome. We will do the game next. It's called Let's Get Leggy. That's the name of the game.
Okay.
Let's Get Leggy. We'll do that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Big ol' Suckin' Sam.
It's time, Big ol' Suckin' Sam. For some reason, everybody likes to do the Ross Perot impression, John. It's very outdated.
Big old sucking sound.
Hear that big old sucking sound. It's the gobs going to Mexico.
Hey, Miz. Big old sucking sound.
All right. Who's playing from the afternoon show?
Love.
Hey, Cappy. What's up, man?
Mace, all I want to know is this. Do we have plans yet for Friday night, or do we not have plans yet?
We do not have plans yet, Cappy. I've been waiting on you.
I mean, me and Rachel, you and Juan... That's a
big
nice
night
double,
out.
It's a nice double date.
Turning Del Mar upside down.
You know it, sucker.
Yeah. All right. So you ready for this, Cappy?
Yeah. Whose game is it today?
It is my game today. It is brought to you by our friend Jacob Imrani. Call Jacob.com. The game is called, Cappy, Let's Get Leggy. Let's Get Leggy.
All right.
So I am going to give you guys, it's a multiple choice game. I'm going to give you guys an animal or creature, a living creature.
Okay.
You're going to tell me how many legs they have. So here's a hint. It's how many parts of their body that they use as legs.
Got it.
Okay?
Okay.
So here is number one. How many legs does a butterfly have? Is it 6, 0, or 2? 6, 0, or 2? Start with John.
0.
John says 0. Let's go to Cappy.
2.
2, says Cappy. Bergman.
6.
6, says Bergman.
Jorge, you got to jump in with somebody.
Going 2. The correct answer is 6.
Yeah.
Oh. Bergman.
Oh. Laughing at me.
Bergman.
6 Bergman. Legs yeah, for a butterfly.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Buddy.
Here we go. This is a very tricky one.
All right.
How many legs does an octopus have? Is it 2, 4, or 8? Octopus. What do you think, Cappy?
I'm going to say 4.
4. Bergman.
8.
8. Jorge.
8.
8. John.
8.
No, it's 2. The correct answer is 2. An octopus has got 6 of the 8 tentacles are arms. Only okay. 2 are the
so
legs.
So no one got it?
No one got it.
Wow. Wow. I screwed up octopus and hippopotamus. Yeah. Wow.
Why did you say 2 then?
I don't know. He said octopus and I said I saw a hippopotamus.
You don't know the difference yeah. between a hippo and an octopus?
No, I do. Octopus. It's just that I heard octopus and I thought hippopotamus.
All right.
There's no real explanation for that. All right, number 3. How many legs does an eel have? An eel. Is it 0? 4 or 16? We start with Bergman.
0.
Bergman says 0. Jorge?
0.
0. John?
0.
0. Cappy?
16.
Cappy. Correct answer is 0.
You sure about that, Mace?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Bergman has 2.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, here we go. How many legs does a lobster have? Is it 6, 8, or 10? How many legs Ooh, does a lobster have? 6, 8, or 10? We start with Jorge.
I'm going to say 8.
8, says Jorge. John? 6, 8, or 10?
I'll go 10.
10. Cappy?
6.
6. Bergman?
I was going to go 6, but Cappy said 6. Let's go 6.
The correct answer is 10.
Boom! Oh,
Ireland takes that point.
Damn.
So it's John 2, Bergman 2, Jorge 1, Cappy nothing.
You sure
Still
about that?
Still trying to figure out what a hippopotamus looks like. A
hippopotamus has 4.
How many legs does a crocodile have? How many legs does a crocodile have? Is it 2, 3, or 4, Ireland?
4.
Says 4. Cappy?
4.
4. Bergman?
4.
4. Jorge?
What were the numbers?
2, 3, or 4?
I'll say 2.
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing. This is one where it's quite clearly 4 legs.
Right, wait, Cap get that? Is he on the board?
I'm on the board.
On the board. It's okay. John 3, Bergman 3, Cappy 1, Jorge 1. All right, here we go.
How many more do you have?
I have 2 more.
Okay.
Now my goal is to beat Jorge.
And a tiebreaker.
Okay.
How many legs does a kangaroo have? Is it 2, 3, or 5? How many legs does a kangaroo have? We're too Cappy on this.
3.
Cappy says 3. Okay. I think that's a reasonable guess. Bergie?
2.
2.
If I get this wrong.
Jorge?
2.
2. John?
It has to be 2.
Unless the tail counts as a leg.
No.
Could.
No.
Might.
You guys
Might.
Are, it. Okay. So here's what it is.
Oh, no.
5 is the correct answer.
No one got
it. Biologists say that kangaroos use both their upper paws as legs and their tail as a leg, means it's 5. Look,
okay, that means
our arms are. If arms on an octopus are arms and not legs,
dude, is National Geographic stuff. I told you, don't argue it.
Yeah, I'm not arguing anything.
Right. I think I should get credit for the last one since I thought the tail was a leg.
I would like to argue that Greg argued, which means he should be subtracted.
Deduct points.
I'm asking a question.
Greg,
see, he's still arguing.
You're questioning balls and strikes.
Jorge, did Bergman violate?
-1.
Jorge.
Mace?
Violated.
I'm voting it was a point of information.
Thank you.
Okay, so wait, you voted, Jorge voted to dock him a point. You voted not to dock him a point. Deciding votes me, dock him a point, I win.
No. That's no good because, Kaplan? John, you're the one who's tied. You can't dock a point if you're
right,
tied.
Well, no, he still can catch me.
No, it's
with
I'm
this.
Gonna let it stand. I'm,
all right,
I'm,
so
I'm
we're tied at three. Rule. Bergman and I are tied at three,
tied
even though he cheated. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I think I was asking for a point of clarification.
Last one. How many legs does a crab have? How many legs does a crab have? Is it 6, 12, or 10? Ireland and Bergie, you guys are both leading, so yeah. Start with you, Ireland.
Okay.
6, 12, or 10?
A crab. I'm going to go 12.
12.
Ooh. Ooh.
CG.
Bergman, 6, 12, or 10?
6, 12.
And he has a tiebreaker, so you can pick any of
the three. Come on, Bergie, tie him. Tie him. Just do the same thing so you can tie him.
Oh, yeah, well, nah, I'll just do 6. I already said 6.
All right. Take him to overtime.
He says 6, I say 12.
And the correct answer is 10.
Oh! Yep. All right, so the tiebreaker comes into play now.
Yes. All right,
and you have to go first this time.
How many legs does the average millipede have?
Ooh.
How many legs does the average millipede have? Start with Bergman. We'll make it closest as opposed to closest without going over.
You're going to have to do some math doing that.
Well, you, I mean, you what's
a millipede?
What millipede math are you going to do? Just take a shot, dummy.
A millipede.
Just kidding. It's not rocket science. Just make a guess.
Make a guess.
A million. I said a million.
Okay, saying a million?
A million. Okay, I think you should go one leg.
a millipede.
A millipede. Yeah, one.
The correct answer is 400. Yes.
Oh, a millipede, isn't that the whole reason for a centipede is 10?
No.
That's 100.
A million. A millipede has, that's
Greg,
1,000.
Greg,
oh, 1,000.
Greg, I want you to think about something.
A million legs.
What centipede animal have 100. You ever seen that has a million legs?
I didn't realize
probably
an
a hippopotamus.
Octopus had,
I mean,
eight, it had two legs
what,
and six arms.
What creature in the history?
Kangaroo has five legs.
Creatures.
Kangaroo has five legs.
Legs.
And you're upset with me about a million legs.
Wait a minute.
Kangaroo
Greg,
does not have five
Greg,
legs.
What,
an octopus does not
head,
have two legs.
Your
it's
head,
octo, eight.
What in your head?
Those
Millie.
Are
hard. Millie
a
should
million
have a thousand.
Legs.
A thousand
is better. You're a point for tomorrow.
Greg, a million legs. Boy, I hate to have a sprained ankle. A million legs.
Well, you wouldn't hate to have a sprained ankle with a million legs because you have 900,000.
Which ankle is it, Doc? It's ankle 465,000.
What if your million legs is the problem?
I'm having knee replacement surgery on
one
of my
million
legs.
That's funny.
Going to get some of that PRP in this leg number.
And by the way, Bergman, I'm tied with you for the lead.
There you go. Good.
Good.
I'm glad you are.
You're happy about that, huh?
Yeah.
Should be proud. Ireland's in the game. Ireland's in the game. Cappy, what's happening with you, man?
What's going on today? How we doing?
It's been a great show.
You all right?
We've had so much fun today.
Excellent show. Hey, who are you working with today, Cap?
Well,
is Sedano challenging Mason for seeing who can take the most days off in August?
Yes, and Sedano's going to win, by the way.
Is he going to win?
He's definitely going to win. Yeah, he's going to beat you. Oh. I mean, if there are 31 days in the month, and call it 25 of them are working days, Sedano's going to be on the air for under 5 days this month.
Really? Wow. Well, I mean, good for him. He works hard. I never begrudge anybody for taking vacation.
I know, but we talked about this a little bit yesterday. I get this freaking guilt, man.
Okay, but here's the thing, Cappy. Now's the time. Because it's August. Once we get to football season, then you work straight through. You work straight through the
all
Super
right, so
Bowl.
Then,
but right
me,
now,
me,
August is vacation month.
All right, let me get your advice then on something.
Okay.
You ready, Mace?
Yeah, I'm ready.
So this upcoming Monday and Tuesday, I submitted for days off.
Okay.
Under the notion that I was going to be taking my daughter and moving her into college.
Okay.
Well, as it turns out, my ex-wife is actually going to take my daughter, and since we can't coexist in the same world, she's going to take my daughter. I'm not. But I have Monday and Tuesday of this upcoming week off. I'm inclined to want to say I don't need those days off. Should I just take them off because they're already scheduled as off days? Or should I not take them off because I now don't need them?
Well, do you need a break? Are you wiped? I mean, are you washed? What's going on?
Well, just consider one other thing, which is the last week of the month right before Labor Day. So we come back from Labor Day on Tuesday, September 6th, right?
Yep.
The week before, I took that week off. So do I really need these 2 days off when I've got a week off at the? And by the way, talk about guilt. I'm going to Catalina Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Nice.
My thought process is come back and get on the air Thursday, Friday, even though I've already got Thursday and Friday off. And by the way, Monday the following. So do I give back these days because I'm guilty and I don't really need
them?
I would never give them back.
I'm taking those days. Those are mine. Those are my days.
Cap, no one's ever going to look back at life and say, I wish I would have worked more.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You work a lot. You work a lot. You do Kathy. Multiple shows. You do a lot of outside activities. Do not give days back, man.
No, okay.
If you've got them off now, run with those.
Okay. All right. So then I'm taking off this Monday, Tuesday, even though theoretically I really don't need them anymore.
Yep.
And then the following week, when I was thinking about giving back Thursday,
I've got a
Friday,
calendar, by the way. I'm keeping a lot of people are scoring at home and keeping track of exactly which days you have off and which ones you're working.
Well, you know what else they're keeping track of, Mace? What? Let me tell you something. The entire Sedano and Cap community on Twitter, the Circle of Trust.
Yeah, yeah.
Anybody who is in the need to lose a couple of pounds, we are all starting together as a community on September 6th.
Well, I want to be part of that.
Well, but yeah, I thought you were going to do it before September 6th.
No. He says September 6th. He's blowing it out between now. Hit the super stager there, Jorge. Hit the super stager.
ESPN AM 710 Los Angeles.
KRDC AM 1110 Pasadena, Los Angeles.
K256CX 99.1 FM Pasadena, Los Angeles.
It's the greatest segment in LA sports radio history. Radio history.
Oh my God.
When the shows come together for magic on the radio.
It will only grow stronger. Super Crosstalk.
Are we ready for Sedano and Cap to join Mason in Ireland?
Super Crosstalk begins!
Super Crosstalk, presented by Coors Light. Coors Light, made to chill.
It's time for Super Crosstalk.
And Beto Duran slides into the chair along with Cappy. Beto, what's up?
How you doing?
Everything is great.
Once I figure out these headphones.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, is there still debate about the octopus and how many arms it has?
Kangaroos.
Yeah, we're having a debate back here because it's garbage.
Octopuses have 6 arms and 2 legs. I'm reading the study right now. Don't argue with me.
6 arms, 2 legs.
6 arms, 2
Greg,
legs.
Yeah, people
it's
are.
More, it's more so the
as long
kangaroo
as there's 8,
is
there's
the
still 8
problem.
Things there? All right.
The kangaroo is the tough one because that 5 is ridiculous. It has 2 little arms and a tail.
It uses those arms. It does walk on those
but
arms.
He did specify at the beginning anything that could be
used
as legs.
I mean, I can use my arms as legs if I wanted
hey, can
to.
I
but
tell
I'm
you
not
whose
really.
Game was it? It
not
was
really.
My game.
Of course.
It was my game. kangaroos have, they use their paws as legs. Those little ones they use as legs.
Yes.
And they also use their tail for
the
balance.
Tail?
They use it like a leg. But you were wrong. You didn't have 4 either. You had
no.
2.
I did go 2.
And you said you claimed that there's a creature that has a million legs.
1 million legs.
Legged million millipede.
Does not mean
you did not
apparently.
Deserve to win once
yeah,
you guessed
totally fine, and that's
a
I'm
million
now.
Legs.
I didn't complain during it. I'm complaining
but did you
now.
Win, Greg?
No.
I lost. Shocker.
No.
I
won last month.
You won last month.
You're not whiny if you win.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Why would I whine if I
won?
He says
he won a million times before.
Jorge.
Coming strong today, Jorge.
So Cappy, you're talking about your dad. Friday, I'm going to be in Del Mar. I'm taking a couple days. I'm going to go to Del Mar. I want to go to the track.
Can I fill in for you Friday? Okay, cool.
Check with CG.
No problem.
We'll tell you. Cappy, are you going to be at the track with us?
I'm not scheduled to, but here, let me throw an idea at you. You
okay,
ready?
Ready.
What if I told you I could take... Yeah, this is now a 30 for 30. What if I told you I could take my broadcast equipment from my...
What if I told you...
Okay, sorry.
I could then transport my equipment to the racetrack, and I could broadcast live from the track on Friday.
No, he wants you to party with them.
No, that would be cool. So you want to do the show from the track? Do you actually have the equipment to be able to do that?
I can't
figure it out from home, and you're going to do it at the track?
Fair point. But I would actually go to test the lines, if you will. That's engineering talk right
do
there
it.
Is what that is.
Do it.
Just take the day off and let me fill in with somebody else.
Well, okay.
I'll do Mason in Ireland, and then I'll do Sedano and Cap.
Oh, you'll do both shows.
Friday of Bet. Let's go. Friday.
Friday.
Now, wait
a
second.
It's a brand new tradition.
Mace, what about this? You ready?
Yeah.
What if I do this? What if I take off this Friday,
mm-hmm.
And instead of taking off Monday, Tuesday of next week, I only take off Monday. So I go Friday, right. Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I come back on the air on Tuesday.
Yeah. Yep.
Since I'm already scheduled Monday, Tuesday next week, everybody's keeping score at home, as you
said. Everybody
yeah,
everybody.
Yeah, yeah. We're all locked in on your schedule right
Thank
now.
Thank you, pal. Appreciate
I'm looking
that.
At your time card
yeah,
right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Friday, you're taking off. You and Mace are going to get loaded.
So what could I do on Friday? I know Lindsay Baseball maybe could help us out, but if I could find somebody who could jump in on Friday. Beto, who do you want to work with on Friday?
I'll do a solo. You go hang out with Mason.
Beto solo.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Like sleep well after night.
Beto.
Yeah.
It's all
Cap,
Beto
take
radio.
The day off. You and Mason hang out. Have a reunion. Wear the cool hats. I mean, the last thing we want is Cap at Del Mar at 5 o'clock looking around going, man, I mean, because you know what's going to happen. Everybody's going to see him. He's right. going to be doing the point.
Right.
And he's going to forget he's doing a show.
Yeah.
And he just leaves.
Yeah, Poof. Exactly.
Yeah, Beto after dark. Right?
Oh,
Let's
Beto
go.
After dark.
Oh, yeah.
Beto at sunset.
Oh, yeah.
Beto at sunset.
I just want to see Cap and Mason unite at Del Mar.
Hey, Cappy, do you have horses running on Friday? How many horses do you have this year? Sedano would love this conversation. How many horses do you have this year?
I think we're down to six now.
What do you mean down to six? Are they...
I think we started. Them. Yeah, a couple got claimed. Although we sold one in a race, we bought the winner out of that race. Beto made some money on our horses.
I made $40 off his horse the other day.
Oh, that
nice.
A boy.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Now, do you have any winners this year?
We have one winner.
We won the other day.
Yeah, you won. Yeah.
We have a first place, a second place, and a couple of fifth places.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Our in the money percentage is 50%. Our win percentage is 25%. So it's not terrible so far.
So I can't bet on one of your horses on Friday.
I'm going to look into the schedule and see what we've got.
Okay. All right, so, Beto, let me ask you your opinion on something, and you too, Cap. This morning in the L.A. Times, there was an article written by the great Helene Elliott, Hall of Famer, in which she tells the story about Bob Miller, the great Hall of Fame Kings announcer, mm-hmm. who...
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah.
Vin,
and he's going to read it word for word, and I want you to see if you think I should do anything about it or just roll with it.
So Vin appeared on our show the day after the Kings won the Stanley Cup.
Dave
and Bob Miller was in the studio. Right.
Yeah.
So here's what Helene Elliott writes. Their respect for each other was genuine and deep. The morning after the Kings won their first Stanley Cup championship in 2012, Miller and his wife Judy, on short sleep, trekked to downtown L.A. for him to be a guest on the John Mason and Steve Ireland radio show.
Oh, good God.
Now, here's the interesting thing, Cap and Beto. I know Helene, have known her for years.
Yes.
Do you think she thinks my name is John Mason? Because she says, hi, John.
She does. Mm.
Does she think I'm Mason and he's Ireland? Or did a copy editor screw this up?
Helene is so meticulous, too, with her details when she reports.
Right.
She was one of the few reporters. I did a podcast with her when I worked at the LA Times.
Uh-huh.
She was the first female to be able to cover Notre Dame football.
She's fantastic.
Yeah, no, she's great.
So
wait, I have a question.
If Helene's
calling
you
John
Cappy.
Yes, Cappy.
Your new name is John Mason. Forget. Just roll with it. That's your name. John Mason.
Are you guys holding on to a physical paper, like a hard paper?
No.
Okay. I just want you guys to know that I'm looking at the article right now.
Yeah, and they've corrected it.
Yes.
Oh, go buy.
All right. So we did make a big deal out of this at the start of the show, Cap. Oh. So we may have ruined it, but still, it was originally
in print.
Originally in there. So do you think Helene thinks my name is Steve Ireland or John Mason?
John Mason.
John Mason for sure.
Yeah,
okay.
For
I think
sure
John Mason.
So
like
when
Mace
is
name.
There at the Chick Hearn press room and Helene is there, and I have a very good relationship with Helene. Her husband, Dennis, is a great guy. If I say, hey, Helene, do you know John? Or no, she thinks I'm John Mason.
Right.
Do you know Ireland?
You know Steve Ireland right here?
Nah, she has no clue who this Steve guy is.
No.
But do you think she knows who I am?
Yeah, she knows you're John Ireland. I think it was just an honest mistake. That's all it is.
By the way, I think it's totally an honest mistake also.
Yeah,
I mean, Helene Elliott is unbelievably
But also,
meticulous.
Your name is now John Mason. Just
yeah, John Mason, I think,
no,
is
we're a little mad at Greg that our imaging today was not John Mason and now John Mason and Steve Ireland. And
least,
it's not too late to drop that in tomorrow, Greg.
Oh, no, I'm going to make sure that morale
is
all over that tomorrow.
She acknowledged the show. It could have easily just been a radio show.
A radio show in downtown L.A., exactly.
True.
So she
tried.
She did shout us out.
Yeah, true.
Jim Barrero messed up. A copy editor.
Right. Where's the editor? The editor should know this
Yeah,
for sure.
We're not blaming Helene. She's too good.
No, Jim Barrero. That's
somebody. Well, I don't even know. Why,
he used to work at ESPN.
Right. Why are you throwing him under the bus?
Because he listens.
Here's the guy. I predict
he was when Eric Neal was running ESPN L.A. LA.com that Jim worked for him.
Yeah, Jim listens to the show every single
okay.
day.
Now, okay, so now that's a good point, though.
I think heads will roll over there. Over
yeah,
this,
yeah
this,
they're really going to roll over.
No,
this.
We do not want anyone fired.
No, but
for God's sake,
right,
we're not
though.
Oklahoma football. We're not firing people.
Jim is gone.
But Beto's right. If the dude used to work at 710 and now he's the copywriter over.
No, it wasn't him. I'm just throwing a name out of
the list. Oh, okay.
He's just looking to throw somebody under the bus.
Seriously.
Somebody's going to get blamed.
Right.
I mean, did you see on social media our chains?
Oh, dude, I haven't seen it. But don't show them. I'm close by eyes right now.
Okay.
I heard Amanda Brown came in and said that there's chains.
Yes.
Okay. Is this like a swag chain that University of Miami has for like the turnovers?
No.
Or like legit for your neck?
Legit chain.
Shut up!
Yeah. Ireland.
Beto, I'm going to wear mine to Laker game. I'm going to wear mine to a Laker game and not say anything
Bergman
about
is
it.
CG.
And if anybody asks, I'm just going to go, what? It's my chain.
Man, I just
let me see. Let me see what
hey,
you got.
Cool gangster.
What
CG.
The hell is wrong with
yeah.
This?
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
There you go. You see it?
Oh, hell yeah.
Wait.
So Beto,
did
you remember
CG?
Okay. Like Beto, you remember
no,
this?
No, corporate Greg.
Death Row. Uh-huh. Okay, you remember this? Now look at this.
I never thought John Ireland would say we're comparing ourselves to Death Row. Look what at is that going on here?
It's like white
we
bro.
We are so
this bad ass.
This no is, way, dude. Jorge looks tough.
Jorge does look tough.
John, if it's so great, why aren't you wearing yours?
I am.
Oh, okay.
Where'd these
come from?
Mason got them for everybody.
I had them made
Amazon
by
special.
Jonathan
from Amazon, Lindsay. Amazon.
Okay, so Jorge really? Looks like he works at Pitbull Planization on XM. That's where he looks like. Okay. John looks like he's a guy who just got divorced and is moving to Playa del Rey. He's going to be a Tony P. And like, hey, there
I
you
am.
Go on my boat.
I'm going tonight.
Yeah.
Mace?
Yeah.
Mace looks tough. Mace looks badass.
It kind of goes with
no,
Mace.
No, but with the way his hat is just off a little bit to the left, and then his neck.
That,
no.
Yeah, my hat is a little off center. You're
yeah.
right.
Yeah. Dude, you look, tough, Mace.
Yeah. Yeah.
You look tough.
Mace, you got to get your dog like a matching one.
Oh. No, look at Bergie. Good. Look at who like did the what? Shave for hey. Bergie. Looks tight.
Yeah, CG. I like that, by the way, for a name for Bergman. CG is a good name.
I think it's so rude that you didn't get him for all of us.
No, it's okay.
A friend
it's
of mine
okay.
just texted me, content's light today, isn't it?
Whoever that friend is, it's every day.
Yeah. It's every day to football.
She must have really she liked the conversation about Oklahoma football, apparently.
Yeah.
Mace, why?
You know, back when the All-Star game happened, Ronald Acuna Jr. was wearing a big chain, and we talked about it on the show, because it was like $40,000, some crazy
number.
Something
cheap.
And I said, well, you know, we should all get chains. So, and everybody's like, yeah, right. Yeah, you're all good. No, and I went out and did it.
You know what my favorite part is?
What?
Is that on the tweet, ESPN Mason and Ireland, it's got the picture of all you guys, but up at the top, John Mason and Steve Ireland.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Yep.
With corporate Greg and vote for Jorge. That's his name. Vote for Jorge.
Yep, nice. That's where we're going
it goes
with.
Jorge, but Mace.
Yeah.
What?
Mace, you look good.
You're
trust
right.
me.
Thank you, man.
Trust me. I would tell
Thank
you.
Thank you. Host of the year.
I'm wearing it to the track on Friday.
Dope.
Oh, that'll go.
Yeah.
Dope.
You know, you should look like you would be at Aqueduct right now.
Oh, yeah, at Aqueduct. Sure.
My mutter was a mutter.
Yeah. So,
So
Cappy, how is the show? I listen every day, but how is it working without Sedano?
Huh.
You kind of run the show. That's what I was thinking when the last time I heard you on there. I was like, yeah, now Cappy's got the steering wheel. Look what Cappy's doing. He's swerving all over the place.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah, I kind of miss Sedano a little bit.
Yeah, me
Do
too.
You?
In a weird way, I like being the number two guy.
Me too. It's
you
great.
Know? Like, I really do.
You're the number one, Mace.
I know. There are a lot of days I would come in and I'm like, God, I wish I was the number two. I wish I was just the guy that
never giving it
along.
Up. I'll tell you that right now.
The two is a good gig. The two is a good gig. Yeah, I'm still out there listening every single day. You guys should get, well, now the chain thing is done. Like, that's kind of what we're in the business of, right? We come up with something, then you come up with something, then we could,
yeah, but,
like,
but,
you
but,
have your
but I'm
neighborhood.
Jealous of your, I'm already jealous of your chains.
No, because you're
because no, I was jealous I like of, I was jealous of your taco night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We'll deliver, John. We'll
what about, what about your neighborhood on Twitter? You have a neighborhood on Twitter,
the
right?
Community, get it
it's
right.
Community.
Have some respect.
Yeah, it's a community.
I have great respect
yeah, you're not
for
in.
It. I have great respect
in
for
the
it.
Community, you need a real chain, not this fake fake stuff right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I have not put, I have not even applied
you,
for the
what
community.
What you calling fake, man? That's a real thing.
You,
this is
what
real.
You?
This is real,
yeah,
man.
Your neck is green right now, bro.
Dude, when you put on a chain like that, you say things like what you know about chains.
What's up, players? What's up, players?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's up, baller?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God. This is
let's get after it.
That was actually from a Lakers game.
Yeah,
was
Mason
awesome.
Dared me to say that.
Let's get
you
after
know the
it.
Michelle Tafoya bit?
Yeah, the
remember
old
you guys
Michelle
used to give her Monday Night Words?
She was good at it. Yeah, she dropped a lot
she
of them in there.
She got some crazy words in there, yeah.
But let's get after it. I think I know what that's supposed to be, like teasing, right?
What?
Well, what do you guys think it is?
Well, I know what it is. It came from Chris Cuomo.
Yes, okay.
Let's
that's
get
what,
after it.
Right, every
so
time
Mason
he would do
dared
it, like, a monologue.
Me to say it in a Laker game, so I just did.
Yeah. Chris Cuomo from CNN. Yeah. Let's get after it.
Also,
like,
why is Telemundo on in the studio right now?
You knew you were coming. We wanted you to feel comfortable.
Wow. Really?
Whoa. Thank you, mi amigo.
Yeah.
Mi amigo, hell whoa. Yeah.
Probably because it's, you know, my favorite show that I was watching yesterday, which is Chicas Caliente. And so I turned it on yesterday in the studio.
That's your favorite show,
Ireland,
yep.
man. He's the guy.
All right. Hey, we're done.
Yeah, we're out of stuff here? To say.
No, really? Why don't you hang out a little bit? Because it's going to be a rough show. I already have a feeling.
Why do you think it's going to be a rough show?
Because, man, the last time.
You and Cap? Is, that's not
no,
rough.
Because he's all jealous that he didn't get a chain, so he's going to be an hour of complaining that he didn't get a chain.
Get
and
a
how
chain.
Come, well, why, what should we do? We should have our own thing. He's going to try to steal your bit. That's what he's going to do.
Yeah, but
well, it's completely stealable. If you want to, go ahead and get chains.
Yeah,
we don't care.
I'll okay. send you. I'll send you. It's Jonathan in Beverly Hills. He's the one that did it. Same guy that did the Rams rings.
Yeah, right. Same right. size. Mm-hmm. Same size.
A lot of bling. A lot of bling.
But by the way, that guy's name is Jason. But oh, nice wow. try.
No. This is his brother Jonathan. Yeah, okay. Really? Kind of
really?
A low end jeweler.
Yeah.
Right. All right. That's it. We are back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Cappy, I'm excited about Friday. Do it, man. Do it.
All right. I'm going to do it. I'm going right. to try and get a day off on Friday.
Cool, man. Coming up next for you is Cappy with Beto, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.